Bienvenidos.
Welcome.
Gracias por la oportunidad de compartir conmigo este mensaje que con mucho gusto les ofreceré.
And thank you very much for being able to share this message with you, which I do with a grateful heart.
Nuestro mensaje estará enmarcado en la lectura del texto Mateo 21, del 1 al 11.
So the scripture was from Matthew chapter 21, 1 through 11.
Oremos.
So let us pray.
Dios de la vida, te damos gracias por esta porción de tu palabra, la cual es un canto a la vida en medio de la muerte. Te pedimos que prepares nuestros corazones y nuestras mentes de manera que podamos interiorizar el mensaje que nos deja y que a la vez se convierta en lámparas para nuestros pies y lumbreras para nuestro camino. Te lo pedimos en el nombre de quien es guía y salvador de todos, por Jesucristo. Amén.
Let us pray. God of life, we give you thanks for this portion of your word, which is a song to life in the midst of death. We ask you that you prepare our hearts and our minds in such a manner that we can internalize the message that you give to us, and it can change us to give us a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We ask you in the name of the one who is of the one who is our Savior, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
El pasaje que acabamos de leer nos describe la entrada triunfal de Jesús a Jerusalén.
So the passage that we have describes the triumphal entry of Jesus to Jerusalem.
Entrada que significa paz, fiesta, triunfo.
So this entry means peace, celebration, and a triumph.
A unos días de su muerte, él entra a este lugar como el Rey de la Gloria.
Just a few days before his death, he enters into this place as the King of Glory.
Así lo destaca la profecía de Zacarías 9:9. Alégrate mucho, hija de Sión. Da voces de júbilo. He aquí, tu rey vendrá a ti, justo y salvador. Y cabalgando sobre un asno, sobre un pollino, hijo de asna.
And in his coming, he fulfills the prophecy from Zechariah, where it says, rejoice, daughter of Zion, rejoice, sing, city of Jerusalem, because your king is coming, just and victorious, but humble, mounted on a donkey.
El pueblo de Sion es invitado. Su rey llega, ese futuro rey de Israel, serio y humilde, diferente de los otros reyes, que prefieren finos carruajes y altas condecoraciones.
The people of Zion, you are invited to come and see your king, the future king of Israel, who is serious and humble. And he is different than other kings, because those kings like to come with fine things and raiment and many elegant decorations.
Jesús no tuvo miedo entrar en la ciudad y hablar un mensaje nuevo de Dios.
Jesus had no fear in entering the city and giving a new message from God.
La gente lo recibió de tres maneras.
And the people received him in three different ways.
Unos no comprendieron y lo dejaron.
Some did not understand him and they left him.
Otros comprendieron pero tuvieron miedo y entonces se fueron.
Some did understand him, but they were afraid, and so they left him.
Otros comprendieron y lo siguieron porque querían oír más de esa historia nueva de Dios.
But others understood and decided to follow him because they wanted to hear more of this new story of God.
Las gentes lo seguían y gritaban: ¡Sálvanos, Mesías! ¡Bendito tú que vienes en el nombre de Dios! ¡Por favor, sálvanos!
And the people followed him and cried out, ¡Save us, Messiah! ¡Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord! ¡Please, save us!
Él se presenta como un hombre simple y común. Lo imaginamos como un campesino, como quien lleva consigo todo el amor del mundo.
He presented himself as a simple but common man, a man from the country, a man who inside himself carried all the love of the entire world.
Llevando en su interior toda la fuerza de la justicia y de la verdad, donde señala el camino de vida eterna.
And he also carried inside himself all the force of justice and truth, and he was showing us the way of eternal life.
Es como la mano del Padre que acaricia a su Hijo, trazándole el camino de paz y esperanza.
And as he went, the tender, caressing hand of God was behind him as Jesus was showing us this way of peace and hope.
Es el portador de la buena noticia para Israel y para el mundo.
He is the door to the good news of to the kingdom of Israel and to all the world.
Era de verdad el Salvador prometido.
He truly is the Savior, the promised one.
¿Quién como Jesús podrá festejar la vida a pesar de estar a pocos días de su muerte?
Who but Jesus could celebrate life in just a few days when he would be facing his death?
¿Quién como él podrá acordarse de los demás en vez de pensar en sí mismo en un momento tan difícil?
Who but Jesus could remember others instead of himself when he would be facing a moment so difficult and so soon?
Admiramos grandemente su ejemplo, el cual no escatimó el peligro de la muerte y sus múltiples acechanzas para pensar en los otros.
We admire greatly his example, that he did not fear or back away from any danger or death, and its many sufferings that were about to come upon him. And he kept us, he did that so he could keep us first on his mind.
Esta entrada del Dios triunfante deja en nuestros corazones grandes huellas.
And this entry, this triumphal entry of God, leaves in our hearts a path, a mark, a footprint.
Las cuales nos invita a seguirlo con las manos puestas en el arado.
And this path is inviting us to follow him with our hands reaching out to touch the way he has gone.
Nos anima a festejar y cantar a la vida en medio de la desesperación.
He gives us the power and reason to celebrate singing in the midst of death.
En medio de la agonía, la tristeza, el cansancio, los sinsabores que la misma vida nos depara.
In the middle of desperation, of agony, of sadness or weariness, of any suffering that also comes to us in this life.
Retengamos las buenas dádivas de Dios, que son amor, paz, justicia, perdón y esperanza en el triunfo.
We retain the best gifts that are given: love, peace, justice, forgiveness, and hope in Jesus' triumph.
Creo que esta iglesia es un ejemplo fiel del amor de Dios.
I believe that this church is a faithful example of the love of God.
Ustedes nos han demostrado En estos 5 años de hermanamiento, su preocupación por nosotros, su hospitalidad, su ayuda espiritual y material, a pesar de la situación económica que presenta el mundo.
You have shown to us over the last 5 years of our sister church relationship your great care and concern for us, your hospitality, your financial and spiritual help. And in spite, you've done this in spite of your economic difficulties that you have faced.
Damos gracias a Dios por contar con hermanos tan especiales.
We give thanks to God for our relationship with such wonderful sisters and brothers in Christ.
En mi comunidad presentamos angustia a veces porque nos inquieta la falta de algunos recursos necesarios para la vida.
In our community, we have anguishing times because often we lack the things that we need to survive, and that is very difficult to live with.
Problemas económicos y familiares, enfermedades como la diabetes, el cáncer, etc.
We have financial difficulties and family troubles and illness like diabetes and cancer.
¿Y a ustedes?
And for you?
¿Qué les preocupa?
What worries you?
¿Confrontan situaciones semejantes a las nuestras?
Do you confront similar problems to us?
¿Sienten ansiedad o angustia por algo?
Do you have anxieties about anything?
¿Preocupaciones de índole social o económico?
Or do you have worries about social or economic problems?
Pues qué bueno tener este mensaje de Jesús cantándole a la vida en medio de todas estas agonías.
And so what a blessing it is to have this message of Jesus to encourage us to sing in the midst of whatever difficulties we face.
Él nos da toda la fuerza necesaria para no detenernos y juntos de la mano poder caminar.
And he will give us all the help and strength we need to keep moving together, hand in hand.
Observo las montañas de aquí y las comparo con las de Cuba.
I look at the mountains here and I compare them with the mountains of Cuba.
Me parece ver en cada uno de sus senderos la figura de Jesús resplandeciente.
And it seems to me I can see the shining figure of Jesus walking on those mountains.
Cabalgando en medio de ellas, festejando la esperanza junto a su infinita creación.
Climbing up with hope and as he is connected to the power of all the creation that he himself has made.
Y oímos su voz que nos dice, yo soy tu amigo. No te detengas, sígueme.
And I hear his voice saying, I am your friend, do not wait, follow me.
Al mismo tiempo recuerdo la letra de una canción la cual ya es cantada en diferentes iglesias fuera de mi país.
And at the same time I remember a song that is sung in my country and in many other countries.
Ella representa la perfecta armonía del hombre con la naturaleza.
It reflects the perfect harmony of a human being with nature.
Y el poder de Dios reflejado en nuestras vidas.
And the power of God that's reflected in our lives.
El cual nos inspira a luchar en medio de toda dificultad.
The strength that inspires us to keep fighting in the middle of any difficulties.
He aquí una de sus estrofas.
And these are the lyrics. And I think the translation will be on the screen as she reads them in Spanish.
Al despuntar en la loma el día, al ver tu gloria nacer, se llena el campo de tu alegría, se ve la hierba crecer. Y yo, Señor, que temía que no fuera como ayer, te veo aquí como siempre, en mi vida y en mi ser. Se mezcla el sol en el horizonte con un verde cafetal, en la espesura canta el sinsonte, vuelve la vida al corral. Y siento el aire fragante, mezcla de aroma y sudor, y tú me pides que cante, y cántole al Señor. Quisiera ser como aquel arroyo, grato para refrescar, o el arrullar de tu pensamiento que se escucha en el palmar, como el cantío del gallo, como el trinar del zorzal, mi voz se alzará en el viento, oh Dios, para cantar. Que el Dios de la vida les siga bendiciendo siempre. Muchas gracias.
May God continue to keep blessing you and give you life.
Quiero leer un mensaje de mi congregación Ríos de Agua Viva a ustedes.
This is a letter from the church Rivers of Living Water, from our church to yours.
Dice, La Vallita, 26 de marzo del 2014.
So March 26, 2014.
Querida Iglesia. Querido Pastor Esteban.
Dear Ecclesia Church and dear Pastor Stephen.
Reciban nuestro saludo.
Receive our greetings.
Rogamos al Dios de la vida que les siga bendiciendo.
We pray that the God of life continues to bless you.
Estamos muy contentos porque nuestra pastora compartirá unos días con ustedes.
We are very happy that our pastor can spend several days with you.
Gracias por todos los gestos de amor que ustedes nos han brindado a lo largo de estos 5 años de hermanamiento.
We thank you very much for all the love that you have shown to us over the last 5 years.
No encontramos palabras con que expresar nuestra gratitud a Dios y a ustedes.
We cannot find the words to thank you for the gratitude that we feel to God for you.
Los abraza miembros de la Iglesia Ríos de Agua Viva.
With many hugs, the members of the Rivers of Life Church.
En La Vallita, Camagüey.
In La Vallita, in Camagüey.
Aquí están la firma de esos hermanos.
And there's the signature of the brothers and sisters.
Jesus rode in on the back of a donkey as a king. King has a kingdom. Throughout Jesus' ministry, time and time and time again, he taught about this kingdom of God. He did it in stories. He said the kingdom of God is like, it's like a mustard seed that a farmer planted. The kingdom of God is like a pearl that this merchant went out and found, and he was so valuable, he sold everything that he had so he could have this pearl. The kingdom of God is like a sower that went out to plant seeds. And in Jesus Christ, that kingdom of heaven, that kingdom of God broke into this world. That kingdom of eternity, that kingdom of heaven broke into our lives. When we surrender to that kingdom, we realize that all of those infirmities, all of those difficulties that Sela mentioned, economic issues, health issues, issues not knowing what to do, issues of families and broken relationships and issues of addiction and issues of temptation, all of those get set right in God's kingdom. All of those get put in their proper place in God's kingdom. And Jesus has come to let that kingdom break into now. Break into our lives. Break into our hearts now. So as we respond this morning, I want to ask you, is Is there an area this morning that you just need the kingdom of God to break out in your life? That you need to just say, hey, Jesus, you are the king. I kneel before your throne. I surrender it to you because you are the one who's really in control here. Yes, the powers of the world, they're difficult. And yes, we see them constantly battling against us and constantly trying to keep. But you, Jesus, you are the one who is powerful. And it's your kingdom that I surrender to. So as we sing this song, I encourage you to respond in the way that the Spirit's leading. Maybe that's just in prayer there at your seat. That's okay. But you know, there's something powerful about getting up and moving, saying, I'm going to do something. You know, and maybe that's coming up here and kneeling down before the altar, kneeling before the king, saying, you are in control, I am not. There's power in finding somebody else and saying, hey, look, I need somebody to partner with me in this. I need somebody to covenant with me to walk this journey together. Find somebody around you. Find a friend. Find one of our elders. Find Jerry or David, or I'll sit back here in the back and say, hey, I want somebody to pray for me and pray with me. But respond. Respond this morning. As we sing this song, let's stand together. Let's stand together and sing to the Lord, respond to the Spirit.